Hello, everybody, and welcome to Radio Labyrinth Season 9, Episode 9. I'm in an announcer voice because we just finished recording our Patreon-only show where we watched clips from an old episode from 1981 of American Bandstand with Dick Clark and his helmet hair and some awful-looking people dancing in awful-looking clothes. And congratulations to the lucky couple who won that ugly Mazda hatchback. We do have a couple of commercials in there. And you can go watch that right now if you are a Patreon member at any level. And if you aren't a Patreon member and you want to watch people dance and have us talk over it, you can pay as little as a dollar to do that. But I would encourage paying more because why wouldn't you want to pay more, right? I think it'd probably be a good idea. You guys ready to start the show?
Yeah.
Let's get ready to go.
You're on a gravy train with biscuit wheels.
Welcome to my church.
You really jarred something loose, Tiger.
Bowling?
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Guys, we have a couple of spots left in our second bowling event. Brett Perkins and LDI Repro Printing have put this together for us. We're bowling, baby, at Bolero in Lilburn, Saturday, March 9th from 1 to 3 p.m. You get free shoes, you get soft drinks, and two food items. We're up to 23 people. I mean, that's how many we'll take. Adults 18 and over only, and the first 10 people to sign up get into the gig. So just email RLEVENTLDI. That's Radio Labyrinth Event LDI. RLEVENTLDI at yahoo.com. to get your RSVP. We have five people right now signed up with their plus one. So that means five more people can sign up. So go ahead and do that and we'll have a fun time.
Bowling. And Steph, don't steal the shoes. I know you're planning on stealing those shoes.
He sniffs them in the bathroom and then puts them back.
I have my own shoes. What are you kidding me?
Your foot sniffing bowling. Bitch. I don't know where that came from. You're not a bitch. I don't think you are. We're not going to have that game.
Look at Dustin Tony. It's very dude-ish.
I thought that.
It is very dude-ish. You got a dude-ish hoodie there, Dustin.
Is it dude-ish?
Yeah. It's kind of Santa Fe-ish.
El Duderino-ish. Yeah. If you got into the whole brevity thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
So it's been a fun week since we last got together. I see we had less views this week on our YouTube channel than we had the week before, about half as many. And I want to know why that is. What's the algorithm doing?
No Jon Stewart on the thumbnail.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was? No Jon Stewart on the thumbnail. You can put Shane Gillis on there because we're going to talk about him in a little bit. Before we get started, though, rest in peace. Richard Lewis died last night. We're recording this on Wednesday, the 28th, but he passed away at 76 years old from Parkinson's complications, I believe. And it's sort of bittersweet that he's currently in the final season of.
Or at least he put Larry in his will.
I have better news for you. I'm leaving you in my will. I'm tweaking it, and you're in it.
No, don't do that. Give it to someone who needs it.
When I die, I want you to know how much I care about you.
I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to give it to charity.
You're my best friend. You're getting it.
Don't give it to me.
Don't hurt my feelings.
I'm not going to keep a penny of it.
You're hurting me.
Thank you, but I don't want it.
I'm giving it to you anyway, pal.
Oh, my God. Fuck you.
I think I said heart attack. He died from a heart attack.
I died from a heart attack. Okay. Well, that sucks, man. And, you know, he was always a great guest on the radio shows I've been on throughout the years.
And he just had his back fixed and everything.
Oh, he did? That's
there.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's terrible. That's just terrible. He's, Jeff and I saw him, right? We saw him at the
Punchline.
Not the Punchline, the Funny Farm.
I saw him at the Punchline too.
No, that I've seen him at the Punchline.
Really? We
together. But the last time I saw him was at the Funny Farm because it was, I think, 2008. He would go back and forth and do his whole routine and always primarily, I think pretty much most of his act was improvised. And I've never seen a comedian do what he did on stage.
I have bad posture. I have low self-esteem. I'm unhappy about it. I could blame my parents. I want to blame my parents for practically everything. Look, after high school, I said, what should I do? I have no idea what I should do. And they went, well, we think you should run away with the circus. And that wasn't good for me.
And he is also the reason that I got to see Dana Carvey do stand-up with Jeff and his brother and his mother at Darien Lake or Canandaigua, one of those two places. I think it was Canandaigua, New York. It was supposed to have been Richard Lewis, the Marshall Tucker Band, right? Did they open for the
No, it was supposed to be Richard Lewis and Dana Carvey.
Oh, okay.
I think Dennis Miller, too.
Oh, really? So they all dropped out except for Dana Carvey, and it ended up being Dana Carvey and Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah.
At one point, I feel like him and Elaine Boozler and Paula Poundstone all shared the same blazer.
Yeah, probably they did. So rest in peace, Richard Lewis, and thanks for all the fun and entertaining stuff. Although he did television series that were successes on top of...
Yeah, Anything But Love was a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Yeah, Men in Tights.
Yeah.
That's right.
I loved him in Dr. Katz. He was one of my favorite Dr. Katz patients.
Really funny in Leaving Las Vegas. Wasn't that a comedy?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Especially that shower scene. My God, the comedy chops on Allie with an eye. What do you guys want?
It's never a good date unless you're crying in the shower with blood running from your butt.
Yeah, did you guys all watch Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live? We're a week behind the episode that aired, so we don't have to dwell on it too much. I just wanted to know what you thought of it.
Yeah, I liked it.
I did too.
Thought it was great.
I thought he did a really good job. I think the cold opening was shitty, and that's why he didn't get such a good response when he was doing his stand-up, but he got some laughs.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I thought that too, but also I think I put it in the doc. You know, the kid, he loves Shane Gillis. He's the one who put me onto him because he watched all those Gillian Keeves videos.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that he's been working in 30 Rock for about the last year, and he sees the audiences that come for SNL, and they all line up, and they're almost all foreigner, like, don't speak English. A lot of them don't speak English, yeah. Or they're just, like, lame tourists that they're not a comedy audience. So.
Really?
Yeah, so he's not really playing to who he normally would. Right. So he was lucky to get the laughs that he got.
He was reacting to the room and not the broadcast.
And I felt like it seemed like some of the cast members were acting kind of weird with him. It seemed as I think maybe they're afraid they're going to get his stink on them or something.
What, success?
His honesty, how he is about. Because he has nuanced opinions.
What pissed me off is that immediately after the show aired, people are on X posting, haha, cancel culture is over. We can say gay and retarded now. And I'm like, that's not the point. If that's your point, then you're really missing it. That he uses words in context, in humor, and it wasn't to get over on anybody, and it has nothing to do with this so-called cancel culture. It just pisses me. We won because we can say these words again. All right, go into your office Monday morning and go into your boss's office and say, hey, you gay retard, and see what happens to you. You're going to get
fired. I did that today.
We can bank a couple things from HR, though, right? And save them up.
That is pretty good. Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's my point. I mean, I said those words, and I don't use them in everyday life, but what I'm saying is that that's his routine, and that's part of the context of what he's talking about. And to claim it as some victory for you, that's a pretty shallow, and you don't experience a lot.
It's a victory for him, though, for having been fired.
Uh huh. Yeah. And coming back. And
yeah.
I love when he said, don't Google me. But his voice sort of reminds me of Louis C.K.'s a little bit, but a little more deadpan than Louis, but still that same sort of, And where's he from? Because he is often
Pennsylvania.
He's a Bills fan.
Yeah.
You're a
Bills fan.
That's true. I just didn't know. Do you know what part of PA he's from? Western, Eastern?
Like Mechanicsburg, maybe?
Mechanicsburg? I mean, he's from Harrisburg. Cool. White Men Can't Trump was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
The shoes.
You're saying these Trump shoes made you good at basketball?
No, they gave me the power to say I'm good at basketball and then double down on that until people actually start to believe it.
Limu Emu, I died on that. Anytime something like that happens and you're not expecting it, I just fucking lost it.
Yeah. When he goes, wait a minute, I've just got to think. I just lost it.
Liberty Mutual lets you customize and save, so you only pay for what you need.
Whoa, really?
Oh, what the f***? Limu? Jesus, I need to think.
Forrest Gump, I didn't think was that great.
That was pretty funny.
It was good, but he should have worked on the timing more because you could tell he was about 5 seconds behind reaction. Yeah.
The Danny DeVito line was hot. Or, I mean, was funny. Not hot. It was funny. Rock Bottom Kings was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And true.
I've been waiting on that. I've been waiting on somebody to do a parody on that because who is it? Jamie Foxx does the commercial for DraftKings, and it always has that huge disclaimer about addiction the whole time he's talking.
But the idea that you could bet on your friends and how quickly they're going to lose all their money, that's funny. The floor, I thought, was super cringy and had bad writing.
Yeah, that wasn't even really how the floor was played. It was kind of, that was throwaway.
Yeah, but I did like Church on Vacation.
Yeah, Jamaican church was the best sketch of all night.
Church is church. Father is right. Jesus was upon the cross, died for our sins, and 3 days later, he won raise up into heaven.
Yeah, Jamie was funny as shit in that. So that's my takeaway. And I haven't watched SNL in a long time. I might watch it.
I'm going to watch it this week. That's right.
Well, I know everybody is. Sydney Sweeney's boobs is going to be on it. And Sydney Sweeney will also be on it. And Kacey Musgraves, who is talented. I like her.
Steph, you were. What's the Asian guy?
Bowen Yang.
Bowen Yang.
Okay. That is probably one of the funniest people on there. Like, to me,
Truman Capote.
The Truman Capote thing was fucking hilarious.
He's very funny, man. You should see him when he plays Jafar from Aladdin.
Yeah. Any character he does on Update is funny as hell. It's worth watching.
He's super funny. I mean, I know he annoys Tim just because of his, he's very super like, oh God, in his off time. But I don't care what he says. Like, I don't care what anybody says, really, unless they're talking
the first thing the first thing that they were in together was the HR thing. And you could tell, like, looking, I was sitting there just watching him going, is he going to just give him the hairy eyeball?
Yeah.
And he played it off. I mean, they still played it off great.
Yeah. It was I felt like I could feel a little bit of.
Yeah.
You could feel it. Yeah. But he went ahead and did his thing, though. Now maybe it's opened the door for Tim Dillon. Maybe he'll get to host.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you one thing about this Saturday Night Live episode that I was not impressed with, and that was 21 Savage. That dude is the shittiest performer I've ever seen in my life.
He's so wooden.
Why didn't they lip sync it? Why did he just lip sync?
He might as well. It didn't matter. I mean,
he had to do something.
He had nothing going on. And I don't understand, like, another one, just like you were talking about, how stuff debuts at number one. His album came out like a week and a half ago or something. It was the top album as soon as it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get it. His whole thing doesn't make any sense to me.
No. Besides that, I enjoyed it, though.
I'm going to watch tonight's. Let's all watch it, and we'll talk about it next. I mean, now, I don't know. Depends. You guys familiar with the Golden Girl Toddler?
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Kind of went viral, or did go viral. Name's Evelyn May, 12 months old, taking over TikTok with her Golden Girls inspired makeover. Actually, the parents or the mother is probably doing that, right? Or the grandmother. Her grandma and her mother are hairstylists, and they made her look sort of like Betty White-ish. And it caught on, and I thought it'd be funny to make a couple of images of people who, other toddlers who could rock a TV look. So I made Mr. T.
I think that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah. Mr. T is pretty easy. The and AI was not generous with the looks and the department. The Walter White one, that one looked pretty cool right outside of the meth lab.
You could dress Gil up like that and shave his head.
Oh, yeah.
Give him a goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys recognize the one with the denim jacket and the brown coat?
Friendo.
That's right. It's Anton from No Country for Old Men. The girl with the little pigtail in the front.
So Jennifer Aniston?
Yes, from Friends.
Oh, okay.
Of course, everybody knows the spiky-haired kid.
Oh, Guy. Guy Fieri, man. I love how he has a picture of himself on his shirt. That tracks.
That does track. I brought him up. I brought up Guy Fieri the other day when I was talking with Adam Richman. Yeah. And I said, when you come to town, we'll go eat at Matthew's in Tucker. And he goes, what's that place? He wrote it down. And when I told him all about it, and I go, and I'll cover up the big picture signed photo of Guy Fieri in there. And he paused and he went, there's room for all of us in this.
Take the high road, Adam.
Yeah, it's just Guy's world. We're all living in it.
That's right. And then last but not least, with the Cosby sweater, what a great look for this young man right here.
Is that Crosby?
Like the receding hairline age.
I know. Gave the kid the furrowed brow. At least.
Want to drink in this?
Uh huh. Oh, there's no drink in it. No, there's no
drink. Little sippy cup action.
I made a Cosby sweater. He's a cute little kid.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, he does look like he might roofie the other babies.
It's news, trailers, and trends with Steph.
Do you guys know what the heck a hottentot is?
It's a hottentot. And no, I didn't know until I read the story.
Hottentot.
Hottentot. Yeah. So the UK is making the Mary Poppins age rating be older because they're saying that that is a discriminatory term, I guess, because they called Dick Van Dyke that when he had chimney like dust on his face. And that's a tribe in Africa or something. It's like
South Africa.
They're indigenous to, and they called him a hottentot, which it is not. It's not something we would do now, I don't think. We wouldn't call anybody that, but I don't understand why they would change the age rating for that.
Because they're stupid and they think that people are dumb. But I think if they could remake it and have Mary Poppins be, you know, all those things that Cartman likes to say. So I say cast it with Laverne Cox and D.H. Dick Van Dyke. That way you get Cox and Dyke. And it made me think of, anytime I think of Dick Van Dyke, I think of Rodney's classic joke. Jeff, do you want to do it?
He don't know what the fuck he is. Dick Van Dyke, he don't know what the fuck he is.
I don't like Mary Poppins. Sorry.
Me either. I hate it. And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It's a piece of crap.
What? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Mm-hmm. If you had to put the two together, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is better. But, you know, just stop it. Just, okay, erase it. Get rid of it. Never show
Sound
it
of any- Music. I hate it. Throw it in the trash.
I don't like Sound of Music either. No, I like Julie Andrews in S.O.B.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
I like her in Victor Victoria.
No, yeah, Victor Victoria is a good movie. But no, I never got into those movies when I was a kid. I felt that even then I felt they were dated. And I like Dick Van Dyke, but, you know, oh, I'm a chimney sweep and supercalifragilistic, shove it up your asshole. I don't care about any of that stuff, but I do like to preserve things. And I don't think, you know, what is it gonna be against the law in England if you show your kid the movie Mary Poppins?
What's weird, I guess, is you think like they would show it, they would make the age rating to where you couldn't watch it if you were older, because then you might actually know what the word is. If you're under 18, you have no fucking clue what it is.
Yeah, no little kid's gonna go to, oh, look, mommy, a hottentot, mommy. Mommy, there's hottentots.
And it's from the 1700s. It's Dutch. Yes. It's it basically means stutter, and it's what it's referring to is the clicking sound that they make when they talk. So that was the whole.
So it's not even the color.
No, it had nothing to do with the color. It was the way they spoke. Yeah.
Somewhere, okay. The whole thing is ridiculous. Almost, it's very ridiculous. I didn't do it. I didn't do it, but I could. So Madonna's been going around showing this big AIDS video where she's all of the famous people that have died from AIDS over the years. Like, she does like a whole montage. Well, she decided to throw Luther Vandross' picture in there, and he did not die from AIDS. And it's the state. They immediately were like, he didn't die from AIDS, bitch. He died from complications from a stroke. So she took the picture out. So I don't know why she just assumed he died from AIDS and they threw it in there.
Or she assumed it was Luther Vandross.
She would definitely know who Luther Vandross is. I mean, come on.
Beep, 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 beep. Bitches be throwing the panties on the stage. Remember that from Murphy?
Put his shit on the women go, ah! Over Luther Vandross, a big Kentucky Fried Chicken eating motherfucker.
Well, the Luther is like, he's the king of R&B. Yeah. He's like all class. I mean, don't you know this?
You got what I need.
Anyway, so they pulled it out. And I guess Drea De Mateo, she's been having it tough because she says she can't get work anymore. She didn't take the jab.
She didn't get the vaccination for COVID, so she got cut off from Hollywood. And that tracks because when they were shooting shit after 2020, you had to have all that stuff. Remember, they had, we talked to people who worked then. They had these compliance officers, you know, right out of Mao's textbook, you know, making sure that you had the jab. Did you get the jab? Fill out your papers. Let's see you get the jab. And so she didn't get any work, right? So she started the OnlyFans.
Yeah, she started the OnlyFans. And I guess she made enough money in 5 minutes as soon as her OnlyFans started to save her house.
Yeah.
Because she was about to lose her house. But I also boo-hoo, Drea, because there's a lot of jobs, including my own, where you mandatorily had to get that vaccine to continue to work. So,
you could have done an OnlyFans.
Could I have? Really?
I could have. We could all have done it, but we
What am I doing on OnlyFans, Tim? I mean, seriously. I mean, Drea Mateo, she is 52, but she has the body of a 30-year-old. She's in great shape. She looks really good. I'm not doing it. What am I? Am I peeling potatoes? What am I doing?
Adriana Lacerva.
I mean, what was she doing? I mean, was she literally? I mean, I know it's an OnlyFans, and you can do whatever you want, but
right?
What
but she's not doing hardcore stuff. I don't even know if she gets nude on there. Maybe
no,
it's
but she like nudity. She's like in a bra and things like that. I've seen pictures of her. She's very scantily clad and kind of showing herself off. But I mean, good for her. Glad that she could, but. I don't know. Now you've made me think maybe I should try an OnlyFans.
Go ahead. Steffyfeet.com.
Mm-hmm. Not my feet. Ew. Feet are disgusting.
Oh, check out my corns, guys.
I will just, any sort of object, I will do something to it.
What? No.
I'll just.
random hand jobs.
Yeah, I'll just act like something is splashing on me and I love it.
Can you take this old Wii game system and shove it up your ass? $50.
No, not for $50. If I'm sticking old Nintendos in my butt, I've at least got to get $100,000 for that.
Good luck.
Because that's not going to be right afterwards.
You know how tiny she is?
No.
She is very, very, very little. When I met her and I put my arm around her, like her head was by my shoulder, like the top of her head was my shoulder. And that was during intermission of The Graduate with Lorraine Bracco.
And you're only 4'5" tall.
No, I know. But, you know, back then, she probably would have been somebody worth paying for an OnlyFans. It's all the Sopranos simps and stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know,
power to her is what I say.
Good for her. I agree with you. So Bubba the Love Sponge is giving the Trump shoes a run for their money.
Bubba the Love Sponge, yeah.
He's got to make that Hulk Hogan money.
Yeah.
Yeah, brother.
Didn't
so he's taken Trump's...
Sounds like Robert Loggia in there.
...gold shoe design, which, you know, some of these Trump shoes have went for like $6,000.
Uh-huh.
Because people are trying to get them so bad.
I really know how to rip off my fans. I know how to take advantage of my fan base and all of the people that are voting for me. And these are beautiful shoes. They're gold. And I think they're sewn by small children. And they probably didn't make a lot of money. So I think if you buy these shoes, get them on eBay because they're all sold out. They're all sold out. You're not going to get a better deal anywhere.
Sorry.
I feel like that should be the official shoe of Mar-a-Lago. Like everybody has to wear them. If they're
well, the golf shoes are next. The golf shoes, we're going to get the steel on the bottom. So when you're walking on the green, you don't tear it up with your regular shoes. Okay.
Well, your shoes are very expensive. Bubba the Love Sponges looks exactly like yours, except instead of like the Air Jordan Jumpman logo, it has Bubba's fat ass on the side dunking a donut.
Well, and also Hulk Hogan probably came on every single one of them, just like all over Bubba Love Sponge's wife.
Oh, brother.
You remember that video? Bubba and his wife. Now, if I'm wrong, then you got to bleep whatever. But I believe that Bubba and his wife set him up like they were swingers or something. And I want to be accurate here because Hulk Hogan's very litigious, brother. But he he's banging her and everything. And then somebody leaked it. And I believe it was probably Bubba and his people, but I don't know. And I feel bad. Maybe we should cut it out. Dustin, verify before you leave that in.
I wanted to talk about Diddy and about how Cassie has opened the floodgates on everybody. And that, you know,
what did Diddy do?
Well, Cassie, she sued him for all kinds of sick crap that he did to her. And he gave her a payout the next day. So not like he admitted it, but it was kind of like he admitted it. And this is, as we all know from that Cat Williams interview that he did with Shannon Sharp, he alluded to it in the interview that he did with him. Like, you don't go to, you know what you're getting if you go to his house. Something weird's going to happen to you.
You go to Diddy's house, you're going to get in a lot of trouble if you go there. So don't go to Diddy's. Don't do it with Diddy.
Well, his former male music producer is suing him for sexual assault. And he's saying that Diddy fondled his anus and groin.
What? How do you do that? How do you do that?
With his hands, I guess. He fondled his anus and his groin, and he made him watch gay porn. And then he also had some other women try to rape him. So he's suing. And we'll see if Diddy settles this one also.
How do you make a guy watch gay porn?
I don't know.
What I understand, the porn was P. Diddy with somebody else.
Oh.
So he made him watch him with somebody else.
But again, how do you make people do things like that? Would he have a gun to his head?
I think it was under duress of you'll lose your job.
Well, that's true. That is true. Okay, that's where the harassment comes in.
Right. So he probably is going to get a big...
Super duper.
You did it to me, and I don't even work for you.
you fondled just groin and anus?
Oh, dear.
No, he made him watch P. Diddy porn.
Yeah. Scout camp.
Well, how about this chick in Texas? She's been doing puppy play since she was a small girl, and her parents thought eventually she'd grow out of it, where she pretends like she's a dog and crawls around on all fours. But she hasn't, and she found a guy who will pretend to be her owner.
Of course.
I'm assuming there has to be so many levels of doggy style happening in this house.
Mm-hmm.
But he takes her to the dog park, and she crawls around on her hands and knees.
At the dog park, they allow this?
I guess so. I mean,
you shouldn't be able to go to a dog park and crawl around on the ground, because first of all, you're going to get dog shit on your hands and piss, which they
she gets a lot of side eyes. She says that people, she gets a lot of hate, but she goes and she goes right into the whole pack with the dogs, you know, and gets in there and licks and does all of it.
Sniffs the butts.
Yeah. I don't think she craps or pees on anything. But I think she does all the other stuff. You know, she wears the collar.
Bag.
She wears the collar. She has a leash.
Uh-huh.
So he's walking her and everything. She says he's a very good owner, that he takes very good care of her.
I'm sure.
Gives her treats.
Need to introduce her to that guy from Japan in the dog suit.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't imagine.
I don't get these people, these dog. You're not a fucking dog. You are not a dog. You are a person.
That wouldn't stop you from giving a dog a bone.
But no, you're not a dog. You're not a dog. You're not a dog. Go to a furry convention and wear a dog suit.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, isn't that what furries are for? So you can live that thing out?
Yeah, go in your backyard and pee on the ground. You weirdo. I don't care. Fuck it.
So you're at a... Okay, let's just spitball in here. Tim, you're at a dog park. You're there with Gil. You've got one of the dogs. Dude comes in with a girl.
Uh-huh.
On the leash, she's on her hands and knees. What do you do? As a dad, what do you do?
Cops. Call the cops.
I'm not calling the cops. I'm just leaving.
What are you telling Gil? When Gil says, Daddy, is she a dog? What is happening?
No. I'll be suppressing laughter and taking him away. And if he asks, I say, no, that's just a person pretending to be a dog.
Can I pretend to be a car, Daddy?
No, you cannot pretend to be a car. You're not a car.
I do want to mention that they are remaking American Psycho and The Dead Zone for
why?
What reason? Nobody knows.
Yeah,
nobody knows.
Speaking of shit that nobody asked for, there's Bill Skarsgård is the images of him as the Crow have come out. I don't care about
that. Yeah, he looks like the Joker.
Yeah, it's stupid. Why remake these movies? They were a great movie.
Do you think what they're doing is they're just taking old scripts and then feeding those into AI?
No, I think what they're doing is just being lazy as fuck and recasting these movies to accomplish their DEI goals.
I mean, The Crow was a cool movie, but American Psycho is a perfect movie.
Yeah.
That was Christian Bale. I mean, you cannot top that performance. There's no reason to touch this.
Laverne followed the book very well.
Yes. I still don't know if it was real or he was just imagining it all.
That was the beauty of the movie. You really don't. And the last thing I just want to say, and I was very happy to hear this, is that Jam Master Jay from Run DMC, his killers were finally convicted. And they were Judas's. This was like his own godson and a good friend of his that set him up. Mm-hmm. And they came in and, you know, shot him execution style over what, drugs, money, guns. But who knows?
They got cut out of a drug deal and they got pissed off, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was involved in some shady stuff, but by all accounts from everybody, he was like a really good guy. He was kind of like a Robin Hood type situation where he sold drugs to the rich and he helped out the people in his neighborhood. And he made some killer beats while he was doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, fuck it. I hope they get the DP. That means death penalty or double penetration.
Dog pound.
And that too, with that lady.
Some puppy play for them, I'm sure.
Yeah, puppy play.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
YouTube comments. We read your YouTube comments. So please leave comments under our YouTube videos, be they the main show or our shorts. Dustin, you do an awesome job on those. Brian Jackson says, please more rapping Willie. I enjoyed making that video, but I don't know that I'll be able to do another one because it is not easy. Let's see.
You're reading the comments.
Shogun every few years. Remember watching it when it aired on TV, and I will not miss this one. And Yabor is pronounced Yabor. Love you guys. Sincerely, Roby.
No, before you move on, did you guys watch any of the Shogun yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
No.
We watched the first episode. It is so good.
Is it epic? Like, you can't watch it on your phone, right?
Yeah, you're going to want to watch it on TV. And when I tell you that it is brutal, there was one scene that I'm like, when is this going to end? It was so hard to watch. And I couldn't believe it was in a Hulu show, but whatever, or FX. But it is hardcore.
What network?
Yeah, hardcore.
It was hardcore. Yeah.
What network? Hulu, all
right. But it's FX, right? It's an FX show.
Yeah, but I'll have to watch it on Hulu.
But we watched the first episode. The second one's in there. I don't know how many more, but it's awesome.
Cool. Brett Perkins said, I think we all have a little William Schitzner in our family. Some of us have more in our family. Guys, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is ready for the winter season with over 40 beers. Well, the winter season's almost over, but that doesn't stop Mike from being ready all the time. 40 beers in cans and bottles, 16 beers on tap, with 12 of those being local Georgia and Southeast craft beers. Their current featured selection is Jekyll Brewing's Cooter Brown Ale. This brown ale is perfect for wintertime, and it has a silky smooth body, sweet caramel and chocolate aroma, and a slightly refreshing bitter finish, or a slight refreshingly bitter finish. They once again would like to help thank all the radios and fans for listening to the podcast. Stop by the restaurant and mention you heard about them on Radio Labyrinth and get yourself a free dessert. By the way, their food truck is on hiatus. It's almost off a hiatus because it's almost March. And it will be March when the show comes out. So I don't know. But if you want it, call my call at 770-483-6228. Don't forget, they're open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays, they're open from noon to 9 p.m. and they are closed on Sunday. Do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Views
or
snooze.
Views.
Yeah, last week was Walking Dead: Once Who Lived snooze fest.
Was it?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Second best hospital in the galaxy, and Shogun, which we already talked about.
How was second best hospital?
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. First one was good.
Yeah.
I like it. I got to watch it, you know, because Sam Smith is in it. Anyway, yeah, I'm stuck on Loudermilk. I'm really getting into that.
I like it. I've got into that, too. It's pretty good.
Yeah. And again, I'm just nothing but podcasts now, so I'm great. But I'm going to watch Shogun, I promise.
All right, this week, Completely Made Up Adventures of Dick Turpin. This starts on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British comedy about the English outlaw, Dick Turpin, highway robber in the early 18th century.
Yeah, it looks hilarious.
Yeah, that looks good.
It's a views from me.
I think I'm going to views that.
Yeah, me too.
Spaceman, the new Adam Sandler sci-fi, not Adam Sandler comedy.
It's not a comedy?
No.
No.
Hmm.
This is more like Uncut Gems, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Punch Drunk Astronaut?
Yeah.
Punch Drunk X. Is it a remake of the Jeff Bridges movie?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Oh, he plays an astronaut on a lengthy and solitary research mission, one that takes him away from his wife. Okay.
I'm away from my wife. Where do I get back?
The Regime on HBO Max.
Yes.
New show. She keeps doing these limited series on HBO.
Yeah, she's done a ton of them, right?
Yep.
What's this about?
She's playing like some politician.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know about that. I do like
it. It looks really good.
Got a good cast.
Yeah.
Martha Plimpton. Nah, I don't know if I'll views that. I'm definitely going to views the Completely Made Up Adventures of Dick Turpin, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. We can do our staff picks now if you want. Yeah, sure. We can do our staff picks. You want to do our staff picks?
Sure. Let's do them, Bill.
Well, Stamp, you go ahead and go first.
I'm so excited. My show, Blown Away, is coming back on March 8th on Netflix. I haven't had one of these. We haven't had one since the Christmas special of 2022. So it's been quite a while since I've done this.
The glass blowing show.
Yes, the glass blowing. I love the glass blowing. It's
any shows that feature glory holes, I'm in.
Oh, there's lots of them. They're glass, though. You have to be careful because you can really cut yourself, cut your mouth on them.
Yeah, that's worth it.
But so that's my pick, Blown Away, March 8th on Netflix.
Awesome.
Mine's just David Cross on Fly on the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. They talk a little Mr. Show stuff.
Cool.
Let's see. Mine is Elkhond. It's actually the Count. It's on Netflix. It's a horror comedy, like a dark comedy. It's a Chilean movie, so it's subtitled, but it's black and white, and it's about a 200-year-old vampire who's ready to go, ready to die, but they won't let him die, the people that he's kind of kept around to keep himself going. He becomes a dictator in a country in Chile. And it's really interesting. It's a cool movie. It's something unique that I haven't seen before.
Thank you. My staff pick is the latest episode of Hanging with Dr. Z with a comedian Jeff and I are going to see this week. Matt Bronner, is that how you say his name, Jeff?
Bronner,
yeah. That was so hilarious. I don't know if anyone else has watched this. Have any of you guys watched it?
Yeah,
not yet.
Watched it.
That part, okay, I don't want to spoil it, but there's a part toward the end that just cracked me up. And that's all I'm going to say about it. But Hanging with Dr. Z is low-key one of my favorite views every single week now just because of the insanity and how ridiculous it is and how good Dana Gould is as a host. It's just a great show. It's tight, well-written, obviously written for Gen Xers and above or for younger people who like old shit, but it's really good.
They need to tie him in with the new Planet of the Apes movie, too.
They should, but
yeah.
It's not kind of ape. But it is cool. I think that's a good idea. Also, Sweetie Candy Vigilante is a comic book that I recommend. I interviewed the producer of it, and there's a lot going on with this guy. I found like the ultimate pop culture, music, punk, you name it. This guy has been involved in it. His name's John Caffiero. He produced the punk cover album for Dr. Demento. His wife's doing this comic book. He worked with the Ramones. He's worked with the Misfits. I mean, he goes way back. And you got to check out the interview, and I'll tell you more about it later. But check out that comic book and his band, Osaka Pop Star. If you like power punk, fun music, check them out. They did a cover of an old Rosemary Clooney song called The Land of Hatchy Malachi, which Jeff and I know because there was a channel in our area on TV that showed a kid show every day called Hatchy Malachi with Miss Judy. And that was out of Scranton. So, you know, Bob, you know that Joe Biden probably watched it with his pants off.
There you go, Miss Judy. I'm going to shoot one for you.
I want to say thank you to our Patreon members right now. Each and every one of you are very important to us, and we love you. And you out there who are not yet a Patreon member, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and you can sign up. And guess what happens when you sign up? You get access to our Patreon-only show. And this week, like we said at the top of the show, we are watching an episode of American Bandstand from 1981 and having a lot of fun doing that. There's some commercials in it, and I think you'll enjoy it. Check it out. You can get that at any level that you come in on, but you could also come in at the $25 level and be a producer. And if you come in at the producer level, why, you get yourself a t-shirt from our t-shirt store. And you also get, gosh, what else do you get? Oh, you get a doodle from me, which I'll do myself, or you can have one printed out and I'll send it to you, and stickers and all sorts of stuff like that. And plus, you are a producer, so you get credits and we read them like right now. Thank you to our executive producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. You guys rock. And don't worry, if you don't have that kind of money to throw away every month or donate to us every month, well, then just come in at any level and check out our Patreon-only show. By the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment. Ask questions. That's what we're here for. We'd love to interact with you more. So leave a comment under the YouTube video and like and subscribe and share it with your friends. And if you're just watching a short, leave it there as well. But yeah, we like reading them every week. And the easiest place to find all of them is on YouTube. And if you're a listener, you're an old school podcast person who just likes to listen, and you're on Spotify or what have you, or any of those, just rate us there and share it and like and follow and all that stuff that's important to do in that kind of situation. Thank you.
What's going on with Barkville staff? Anything?
Yeah, this weekend's a busy weekend for us. We have two events. So if you're in downtown Roswell on Saturday, come by the Downtown Pooch. We'll be there from 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. We had a huge turnout last Saturday whenever I took Leela. We got lots of puppies, and we had a lot of traffic, so it was pretty good. So come on out this Saturday or Sunday. You can head out to Kennesaw for the monthly Caffeine and Octane show. It'll be starting at 9 a.m. Right there at the Kennesaw Town Center or whatever. So we'll have a bunch of dogs out there, and it's a great event too. Such a fun time, and the weather is going to be, you know, pre-hot, I think, maybe. Should be nice still, you know, where you can enjoy yourself. So, but we could really use your funds. We could really use your help fostering right now. So please go to BarkvilleDogRescue.org, and you can fill out a volunteer application. Or if you're interested in any sort of dog, just let us know, and we can help you out with that. So we would really appreciate it. The intake is closed right now because we have so many dogs in boarding. So I really appreciate it. And then I guess I'll still find out if I'm going to, you know, get kicked in the balls for these dogs. I'm
put that on your OnlyFans page.
Kicked in my balls for dogs.
I think Dave Portnoy reviewed a pizza place in Kennesaw just like this week.
Ooh, which one was it?
Joe's or something.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Oh, keep a canine.
Keep a canine.
Steph, thanks for coming up with the idea for American Bandstand. We're going to do more shit like that because that was fun. And once we get into a groove on how to do it, it'll just be a blast. So,
Need to stop doing what you were doing in the movie theater, though. It wasn't, I know what we did last summer, Tim.
I know.
Tim put a hole in the bottom of his popcorn bucket, and Jeff was reaching over. I saw.
Yeah.
He had that Dune popcorn bucket. He didn't even have to put a hole in it.
He thought it was a sand snake, and it wasn't.
I can't believe with your arthritis, you can make your finger and thumb that thin apart. All right, guys. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you all for listening, and until next time, please remember to keep it bandstanding.
Well, please say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?